Welcome everybody to the first episode of the movie review show. So the first movie we're going to be reviewing is Inception. Why is this the first movie? Because obviously, like, I love Christopher Nolan. That's one big reason. And Inception is, I think, one of his most commercially famous movies. Obviously, there's the Dark Knight and the Batman series, but I think Inception is that, like, one singular movie which is so mind-bending that anyone who's seen it never remains the same, right? What is so great about Inception? Inception takes a normal concept such as dreaming, which is something that everyone does in real life, and takes it to an extreme, right? It pulls you into this world where they try to give you a theory on what dreams are and how in the dream state time can really move much quicker, and whereas in the real world it stalls, and there's a difference in how time manifests itself. Now, that in itself might just, like, confuse you, and if you're going to watch this movie, get ready, you're going to be confused a lot, okay? But that's fine, that's okay, because, and that's part of the fun of watching Christopher Nolan movies, is that you go into it and you think to yourself, like, okay, this is a normal movie I'm going to watch, it's a movie, I do this every week, and then you go in there and suddenly you're mindfucked because you have no idea what's going to happen next. And also, it, like, sort of sounds like it makes sense because they back it up with some, like, sort of, like, science saying, like, oh my god, Einstein's theory of relativity says ki time to relative hai. So in that case, you're like, huh, that makes sense, time should be relative. And so, you know, it's, there's a lot of, like, mumbo jumbo like that, but essentially, in short, the theory is that there's a dream inside a dream inside a dream inside a dream, and then you don't know where everything ends up, and then there's a mystery at the end of the movie where they just leave us hanging, when Nolan just leaves it to the interpretation of the audience. Again, I don't want to spoil it for you, so I won't tell you what happens, but actually there is nothing to tell because we don't know if the top falls or doesn't fall. You'll understand what I mean after you see the movie. But I think everyone should definitely see such a movie. This would also be giving you an entry into this genre of mindfuck movies, as we call it. And please go ahead, watch Inception. It's an incredible movie. I'm sure you love it. Please let me know what you think of it.